This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, the season for the Carolina men's basketball team is over now. After a hard-fought battle with Wisconsin, the Badgers finally defeated the Tar Heels 79-72 last night in the Sweet 16.
I'd still coach my kids because they've been something else for me this year. It's been a hard year, but man, they've been some great kids.
County and town elected officials met last night to work out how to fund recycling and solid waste services. Board members from Orange County and the town said they would prefer a flat fee, but not members of the Chapel Hill Town Council.
Right now, I'm unwilling to ask people I represent to pay more to achieve a one-fee system.
And Dean Smith left a fitting final gift for all of his former Carolina basketball players. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina women in the NCAA tournament tonight against South Carolina in the Sweet 16. And
the Tar Heels became a lot tougher, but still not tough enough.
That's coming up in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07, we have 61 degrees in Chapel Hill and a rather strange day as far as the weather is concerned. Our temperatures today in the upper 40s for the afternoon. Also, it's going to be rather windy with gusts up to 30 miles per hour late in the day. Chance of rain is 90% today. And big chance of rain tonight as well with a low all the way down to 35. And then our high tomorrow only about 45. Sunday a little better, lots of sunshine and the high in the mid-50s. Well, the Carolina basketball season is over for the men, but the women will play tonight, so everybody keep focused on supporting the Tar Heels. But in other news this morning, county and town elected officials met last night to work out how to fund recycling and solid waste services. Legislative boards from the town of Chapel Hill, the town of Carborough, and the town of Hillsboro met with the Orange County Board of Commissioners. The Solid Waste Advisory Group, otherwise known as SWAG, or SWAG, made up of elected officials from each local government, has come up with a couple of funding options. Option one would be a two-part fee with $94 a year for urban property and $118 per year for rural property. Option number two would be a flat fee of $103 per year for all Orange County property. The exact dollar amounts could change since projections are based on the fiscal year 2014-15 budget. Board members from the county and town said they would prefer a flat fee, except for members of the Chapel Hill Town Council. Here's Chapel Hill Town Council member Jim Ward.
Right now, I'm unwilling to ask people I represent to pay more to achieve a one-fee system. Chapel Hill taxpayers are paying for more than they are getting in services.
Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinsmith pointed to a UNC survey that found town residents make up only 11% of those who use the county's solid waste convenience centers. He said the two-part fee would be more equitable. Others said the flat fee would be the best way to spread out the cost. Here is Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle.
I found it really difficult to look at all of the services that are provided by Orange County in terms of recycling and really be able to parse out, what benefited, say, county residents more than rural residents.
Carborough Alderwoman Randy Haven O'Donnell drew a comparison between students helping out with a whole group's recycling and a flat fee for the whole county.
You all know I teach, and my students, after their lunch, they've got paper, they've got bottles sitting on their tables. And if the mindset was, I'm only going to take care of my own recycling, and we didn't help with the other recycling that could be available to be taken care of, where would we be? And, you know, so one of the things that we spend a lot of time doing is getting folks to understand the value of taking care of the waste, the recycling that's there.
Orange County Commissioner Barry Jacobs, who is the chair of SWAG, also favors the flat fee. The government has pondered the possibility of piloting a funding option for 1 to 3 years. Officials could gather data on how well it's working and then reassess. The four governments could agree on a funding plan for recycling and waste services by the end of April. The Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is saying thanks, but no thanks, to a proposed school site offered by Obie Creek developers. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
The proposed Obie Creek site was marked as a potential school location several years ago on Chapel Hill's land use plan. Todd LaFries, Assistant Superintendent for Support Services at Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools, noted that in April 2014, the Board of Education approved a resolution for the Town Council to recognize that potential site and to include that as part of negotiations with developers. In response, the Council asked the Board if the school site offered by developers should be reserved. As LaFries noted, the Board of Education has now come to a decision regarding Obie Creek.
At a recent board meeting, the board passed a resolution thanking the town council for honoring that process. The next was to communicate that we weren't interested in reserving a school site. There are some challenges with the proposed area that was offered to the districts as a school site.
One of those development challenges, said LaFries, is that the school would be difficult to access.
There'd be an expensive bridge that would need to be constructed to cross over the creek.
In the final part of the resolution, the Board of Education expressed that the Chapel Hill Carborough school system has other facility needs to address.
We would be open to looking at other potential locations for where a school could be built. We didn't specify that it would be within the area that is currently proposed for development by Obie Creek, and the board also communicated that we have 10 older school facilities that have a lot of financial need.
LaFries said it's too early to estimate the impact the development would have on the school system without a hard number of residential units to consider. Right now, however, there are some spot crowding problems that could be fixed.
Smith Middle School rises to the top of the list in my mind. We had to close the school this year to new enrollment, even if you lived in the Smith zone. So we have some families who are being transported to either McDougal or Phillips or Culbreth.
LaFries said there is still some breathing room at the elementary and high school levels. The next projected need for a middle school is in 2023. In the meantime, said LaFries, the Chapel Hill Carborough system would like to expand older schools while performing long-needed renovations. That, he said, would further put off the need for new schools. He added that it could also create the equivalent of an entire new elementary school. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
By the way, school buses are out on the roads today, which may not seem all that unusual for a Friday, but it was supposed to be an off day for students today. They were supposed to be out, but now it's a makeup day for students in the Chapel Hill Carborough City school system because of missed time during wintry weather. Spring break will be next week, March 30th through April 3rd, but again, kids are going to school today, so that's why you're seeing those buses out there. The next winter weather makeup day will be Saturday, April 11th. And everybody's heard about this by now. Certainly, they had it on CBS just a few moments ago. About 180 lettermen who played basketball for Coach Dean Smith during his legendary coaching career received a check for $200 from the Dean Smith Recoverable Trust. The accounting firm that sent out the checks told WCHL that this idea had come directly from Coach Smith before his passing earlier this year. The checks came with a letter that told the former Tar Heel basketball players that Coach Smith had sent the check with the directions to, quoting here, enjoy a dinner out, compliments of Coach Dean Smith. Just another example of the kind of guy he was. 7:14 at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. And now, ladies and gentlemen, substituting for Nikki Morse, here is Jeff Hamlin.
Well, Ryan, it's great to be with you this morning. And right now, the good news is the roadways are looking pretty clear, as you would expect on a Friday. However, that may not be the case where you're driving. So if you notice something out on the roadways that we haven't heard about yet, be it a WCHO Road Warrior, call us up at 919-967-8363, 919-967-8363, or tweet us at chapelboro.com.
Well, it looks pretty good, and I see you're all bleary-eyed after staying up and watching a lot of basketball last night.
Too much.
Yeah, I stayed up and watched the Carolina game, of course, and then ended up watching part of the Kentucky-West Virginia game, if you can call it a game.
Great idea by West Virginia guard, wearing a new pair of bad idea jeans to guarantee victory there.
Well, that was really pretty sad last night. Kentucky, you know, I keep hearing everybody say that Kentucky's unbeatable, it's the Sweet 15 and Kentucky and all this kind of business, and I kind of want them to lose just to prove all those people wrong. I'm sick of hearing that.
I've learned a thing or two about guarantees in this tournament over the last 30 years, and sometimes those guarantees aren't what they cracked up to be.
Absolutely right. You can't determine what's going to happen to the game until it's played.
Absolutely not.
But I'm proud of Carolina.
Absolutely. You should be.
Played
Absolutely.
Really well. Hey, listen, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
Talk to you in a few minutes. Jeff Hamlin substituting for Nikki. And the Carolina Ann's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bars, where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, it is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And it looks like this. 61 degrees, a lot warmer than it was originally supposed to be this morning. Our high this actually, our temperatures are going to drop, and our high temperature this afternoon will be about 48. Some strong winds kicking up late in the day, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 90%. That sounds like a pretty sure deal. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for showers, mainly after midnight. Our overnight low, about 35. And then tomorrow, sunny with a high in the middle 40s, windy. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, lows in the low 20s. And on Sunday, sunny skies, not as cool with a high about 55 degrees. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on the Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. If you haven't been to Grimble's, go and check them out.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
WCHL News Time is 7:18. And news around town this morning. Come out to the annual community egg hunt in Hillsborough's River Park this Saturday from 11:30 to 1:30. There will be inflatable games, hands-on activities, a visit from the Easter Bunny, of course, and, of course, the egg hunt for kids ages 2 through 10 with more than 25,000 eggs to find. River Park is located at 106 East Margaret Lane in downtown Hillsborough. Hey, we're going to talk about this more coming up in just a few minutes here, but it's Carolina baseball season. The Tar Heels will be hosting games throughout the spring, including four post-game fireworks shows. One of them is tonight after the game with Miami. There will also be fireworks shows on Friday, April 10th, Friday, April 24th, and Friday, May 25th. Shows will be about 6 to 8 minutes long. Visit GoHeels.com for more information about Carolina baseball. Still tickets available for that game tonight. So just go to Bosshammer Stadium or go to GoHeels.com and get all the details. Whatever you do, support the Tar Heel baseball team. Always exciting to watch. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. And a gallant effort by the Tar Heels last night. Just wasn't enough in the end to beat Wisconsin. The Badgers ended Carolina's season 79-72, the final score. And with more details, here is WCHL's Jeff Hamlin.
Early in the second half, UNC used a 12-1 run to take a 53-46 lead. And that's when the pivotal point in the game took place with 11 minutes remaining. Wisconsin's Sam Decker missed a three-pointer, and J.P. Tokoto had a chance to put UNC up 9 in transition. But Tokoto ran into Bronson Koenig. No foul was called, and the Badgers proceeded to score consecutive three-point plays that triggered a 19-7 comeback run that would eventually put the Badgers into the Elite Eight. Coach Roy Williams talked about how the difference between winning and losing was so small.
We had JP on a breakaway, it's open court, and we didn't convert on that one, and then they came back and scored 9 in a row. We got back in the game again and had it to 1. We got them to miss a shot, and they chased down the rebound and threw it back out, and Gosser made a big-time 3.
The first half was evenly fought. Neither team led by more than 5 points, and UNC shot 50% from the field. Marcus Page, who finished with 12 points, felt UNC handled Wisconsin All-American Frank Kaminsky pretty well all throughout the night.
We gave him trouble both halves. Our defensive pressure is something we talked about coming into this game. We wanted to pressure them, not allow them to be comfortable, and we did that for the most part. The problem was we couldn't finish the defense on key possessions.
Justin Jackson and Bryce Johnson each tallied 15 to lead the Tar Heels, who once again couldn't hold on to a lead down the stretch. That's something Roy Williams says has been a theme throughout this year.
You have to congratulate Wisconsin. tired of congratulating people. I feel like I've done that more this year, and I felt good about myself. But they're really, really tough kids. Last couple of days, I watched the Michigan State tape where they were beaten and they won, where Michigan had led a huge portion of the game and they won. I think the toughness that they showed today was really something.
It's UNC's first loss in the round of 16 in the NCAA tournament since 1992, ending a streak of 12 wins in a row. But Ori Williams says his team continued to fight both in this game and all throughout the season.
Just congratulate them, but you know what? I'd still coach my kids because they've been something else for me this year. It's been a hard year, but man, they've been some great kids.
UNC ends the season 26-12. Jeff Hamlin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It really has been a hard year for a lot of reasons that we all know, and a tough game last night. Tar Heels played well for the most part, and really proud of those guys, and Coach Roy Williams, of course, very proud of him as well. A lot of disappointed Carolina fans this morning, but our Tar Heel hopes in the NCAA now hang on the women. The Tar Heel women are in the NCAA Sweet 16, and Walter Storhold, voice of Carolina women's basketball, joins us now, and Walter, all the pressure's on you now and the Tar Heels to win tonight against South Carolina.
I didn't realize I was lacing them up and taking the court tonight. Thanks for letting me know so I know to be prepared.
Well, I don't think we need you out there, but we need you to tell us about it. But these Tar Heel women have been playing pretty well, and it's a rematch tonight against South Carolina, and of course it should be good.
Yeah, same script as last year. Carolina number 4 seed, South Carolina a 1 seed. Last year they were meeting in California, and we were saying, why don't they just meet on the East Coast with these two teams? And, well, this year we get that treat in Greensboro tonight. North Carolina, South Carolina will go head-to-head. This Gamecocks team, arguably the second-best team in the nation. They're neck-and-neck with Notre Dame in Maryland for that honor. And for good reason. They've beaten some really good teams this year, Ron. 2 wins over Syracuse. They beat Duke, Kentucky, Texas A&M. They beat Tennessee twice, Mississippi State. They drubbed Syracuse in their last game by 29 points. That was, you know, a decent ACC squad that South Carolina was able to handle easily. They went undefeated at home this year. They've got great fan support. They've got just as good a team pretty much as last year, yet they've added some really good freshmen, a couple of All-Americans, Asia Wilson, freshman from Hopkins, South Carolina, who considered coming to North Carolina, decided to go and be a Gamecock. She's the second leading scorer on the team and gets the second most rebounds as well. So she's going to be a new face that the Tar Heels have to face tonight, along with some older ones like junior Khadijah Sessions, who has really been an amazing player for South Carolina this year. She's already at the 100 assist mark on the season. She's very active defensively. And a couple of the South Carolina players can hit some three-pointers, and they hit them at a decent clip at about 35% as a team. So a lot of big names. There's some big players, 6'4", Ella Mabiam and Elena Coates. Have given the Tar Heels problems in the past. But I tell you what, Ron, North Carolina's actually had good success against Carolina the last couple of seasons, winning both matchups last year, including that one in Stanford, California. In fact, North Carolina's Sylvia Hatchell, 4-1 all-time against Dawn Staley, the head coach of South Carolina.
Well, of course, we know why South Carolina is so good. They really are a formidable opponent. But this year's North Carolina team started out with some very high expectations, lost Zelina McDaniel, and have really stepped up. Why is this Tar Heel team so good?
Well, the players will tell you they're playing more like a team. They're a more cohesive team unit, even though there's less talent, you know, collectively on the floor than last year's team after losing, you know, All-American Diamond DeShields, and then Zelina McDaniel, one of the main cogs of this team, to injury early on in the year. They have still gelled really well. They've got anchors like Alicia Gray and Stephanie Mavunga to lead them. Mavunga with just an incredible game a couple of nights ago for Carolina to push them into the Sweet 16. And Alicia Gray's been there each and every game all season long. But it's been sort of the players that you would deem role players who have really started to step up and play a key role, like India Bryant, who's almost scoring in double figures over the last couple of games for the Tar Heels. Jessica Washington's been making some baskets at key points and times as well. Senior Brittany Roundtree had some huge three-pointers the other day in the round of 32, making 5 of them in that contest. In her last game in Carmichael Arena. So it's really been just contribution from everybody. Latifah Coleman had that great game as well not long ago here in the tournament. So everybody's just stepping up. Jamie Cherry, the freshman, of course, even getting in on the action, hitting yet another game winner or game ending bucket. Seems that she is a magnet for scoring those last moment buckets for the Tar Heels. So they've just gotten contributions from every single player, every single member of that team. And that's one of the things that makes them fun to watch and for fans makes them fun to root for, because they can take a little bit of this underdog role, and they've been playing very well in it so far.
Walter, in about 30 seconds here, tell me one key to victory in tonight's game.
Well, trying to slow down the South Carolina bigs. I think that's what it's going to come down to. Can they limit Abiem and Coates? North Carolina's done that effectively the last couple of times against South Carolina, but one of the big reasons was because they had Zelina McDaniel down underneath, and Zelina McDaniel loves playing against South Carolina because she is from Columbia, South Carolina. But she's not going to be in the lineup tonight. That's going to present a huge challenge for the Tar Heels to try and limit the bigs. A lot is going to fall on Stephanie Mavunga's shoulders. And so the Tar Heels, I think, they're not going to be as good defensively against South Carolina as they've been in the past. So I think the key, I think it's just a given because of the matchups, but the key, Carolina can still win, they've got to be really efficient offensively. So limiting turnovers, like they've been better at this season, but we've still seen some lapses where they turn the ball over a whole lot in one half, 14 times just the other day. So really efficient offensively, limit turnovers, and shoot a high percentage, and Carolina's right in this thing with South Carolina. Chance to go to the Elite Eight.
Walter Stornholt always gives you at least three times as much as what you wanted. That's three keys to the victory tonight. But, Walter, we'll have that game, of course, right here on WCHL, and appreciate your being with us this morning.
I never heard that saying, always leave them wanting more, Ron. I give you as much as you want and more.
Thanks a lot. And
take care.
I appreciate that. 728 WCHL Championship Sports has been brought to you by Bank of North Carolina.
Like having access to cash? Whether you need funds as a safety net or additional dollars for special purchases, at Bank of North Carolina, we're always here to help. For more information, stop by any of our locations in Chapel Hill and the Triangle. Bank of North Carolina. Delivering more than you expect starts with me. This is Rick Calico, President and CEO. Subject to credit approval, member FDIC.
And now brought to you by the Vapor Girl.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Tar Heels became a lot tougher, but still not tough enough. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The end of the season is always cruelly sudden for a team with expectations, and Carolina finished off an up-and-down year with one of its best games in the Sweet 16 in L.A. I would not be surprised if Roy Williams wasn't wishing that practice for next season could start right away, because this once-beleaguered team kept getting better and better down the stretch. Trouble is, so was the competition, and the season-ending loss to Wisconsin gave the Tar Heels a bird's-eye view of the kind of team they want to become in 2016. Tough with a capital T. The Badgers trailed for most of the second half at the Staples Center that at times seemed like it was splitting at the seams. But they just kept working on both ends of the court, and finally it was the fourth seed that cracked against the top seed. There's a reason they are the number one seed and have won 34 games, Williams said after the 79-72 loss that was closer than that. Wisconsin is an old-fashioned lunch pail team that keeps grinding and grinding, even when behind by seven midway through the second half. They started getting the tough rebound and making the tough shot and sinking all of their free throws. Carolina buckled with quick possessions that ended with poor shot selection, and the tide indeed turned. Wisconsin's five best players are three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore, and they all play their role superbly. While Carolina's defensive plan was well executed against 7-foot Frank Kaminsky, 6'9 Sam Decker killed them with a double-double that included a career high of 23 points. Josh Gasser was one of Wisconsin's lightly recruited players, who was the heavy on Marcus Page, containing number 5 until Page made a couple of deep threes trying to keep his team alive. In the end, the Big Ten champions were just a little too tough. A month ago, Carolina looked like it would have the same old team back next season. But it doesn't look that way to me anymore. The top 10 players will get back to work in the offseason, improve their shooting, get stronger in the weight room, and use the mistakes that resulted in 12 losses to toughen them up. Then they will have three seniors, a junior, and a sophomore in the starting lineup that, as Williams said afterwards, could be one of those teams that's in the conversation to win the whole darn thing. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
All right, 61 degrees right now. Look for a high today about upper 40s and some strong winds later on in the day.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
He may have suffered from depression. Airbus co-pilot Andreas Lubitz, who intentionally locked the German wing's captain out of the cockpit and then flew that jet into a mountain in the French Alps, killing himself and 149 others on board. Why did he do that? Correspondent Vicky Barker on the investigation.
German police returned to the Lubitz family home in the town of Montabaur early this morning. They've also been searching the 27-year-old's apartment in a prosperous Dusseldorf neighborhood. They've reportedly discovered at least one significant clue, though they're not saying more than that.
CBS's Elizabeth Palmer says in southern France,
the search team is once again on the mountainside, some in climbing gear because the slope is so steep. The red flags mark human remains. But the team is collecting everything, including minute pieces of the plane. Crucial evidence not only for the airline's accident investigation, but for the criminal inquiry.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, we have 63 degrees in Chapel Hill, and what I was alluding to a moment ago, rather strange weather forecast this morning. It is supposed to be in the 40s right now, but it's 63, and our temperatures, I suppose, will fall throughout the morning here. Our high this afternoon is supposed to be about 48 degrees. It's also going to be very windy later on in the day, and a 90% chance of rain. A report on Carolina baseball coming up in just a couple of minutes here. $18 million was awarded to the estate of Doval Emmanuel Watson, a Chapel Hill man killed in a charter bus crash 2 years ago. Multiple media outlets report the wrongful death lawsuit sought $52 million, contending that the driver of the bus lost control of the bus while reaching for some water. The bus was on its way to Hampton University, where Watson was an alum in April of 2013. Watson and his wife were both chaperones on that trip as high school students were visiting the university. Watson's wife was seriously injured in the crash. The students were not hurt. Dr. Beth Miller announced that she would be retiring as of July 1st from her position in the athletics department at Carolina. WCHL's Blake Hodge spoke with Miller about the reasons for stepping down.
Beth Miller has been a part of the athletics department in one capacity or another at UNC for 40 years, beginning as the volleyball coach in 1975. She says that in making the decision to retire, she just felt that now was the right time to call it a career.
As much as I love my position here and this job and the career I've had, it just seemed like it was time, and there's some other things I'd like to do, and just felt like the timing was good.
Miller, an Appalachian State grad, held many positions during her time at UNC.
When I first came to Carolina, I was full-time teaching. I was an assistant professor in the health and physical education department and coaching part-time, and then I moved into full-time coaching. I was volleyball coach and softball coach actually for a year, and then continued coaching volleyball and became the business manager and then was assistant athletic director.
Miller's final title at Carolina was senior associate athletics director and senior woman administrator. She says that while her female peers may be outnumbered, she feels they are doing great work at UNC.
But I think here at Carolina, even though there are not as many women, I feel like the women in the department, including myself, have certainly had a prominent role and been able to help shape the department and contribute to the department very well.
Miller adds, seeing the student athletes progress over their time at Carolina will always stick with her.
The way our student athletes mature when they come as freshmen, and then you see them grow during their years here, and then when they become senior, it's just really special to see them move on into have a career and families and really come through this athletic department, and they're participating in their sport and then contribute to their communities.
Miller says that she's still wading through many congratulatory emails and that she's very appreciative for the many colleagues that are reaching out, even hearing from those at the NCAA offices. She adds that she will miss the daily interaction with those she has worked so closely with over the last four decades and seeing the student athletes grow. But next, Dr. Miller says that she is wanting to travel more and fill her time volunteering with organizations that she has just not been able to contribute to in the way that she would like during a very busy career. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Continuing his conversation about concussions and how that's altering some athletes' decision-making process, Kevin Guskowitz, co-director of the Sport-Related Traumatic Brain Research Center at UNC, says he does not expect to see a mass exodus from contact sports. Once again, here is Blake Hodge.
Chris Borland of the San Francisco 49ers, a guy that retired after his rookie year, just saying that he was concerned going forward. Do you think that's something that you may see more of? Do you think that that's warranted in most cases?
Yes, so I've been asked about Chris's case here in the last week, 10 days since he did retired at, I think, age 24 after just a year. And I commend him for making a decision like that. And I think it's important that we put good information about concussion and the later life challenges that some athletes have experienced to get that information in front of players today, athletes of any sport, and allow them to make an informed decision and an individual decision, I think, in this case, that needs to be made. I've been asked, do I expect this to be a trend? And I don't know the answer to that. If I had to guess, I'd say I don't expect a lot of professional athletes to line up behind him in this regard, and I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't. I just don't expect that we'll see this mass exodus of athletes in his situation at that young of an age. But I'm pleased that he made a decision that he felt was best for himself. I don't know his medical history. There may be a history of prior concussions during his high school years or college years that led him to make the decision. But I am proud of him, respect his decision, and I would hope that others would as well.
Once again, that is Kevin Guskowitz speaking with Blake Hodge, and that's just a small portion of a long conversation they had. You can get it on our website at chapelboro.com. Now, we promised to report on Carolina baseball winners of three of their past four games, including a crucial series win in Atlanta. The 15-9, 22nd-ranked UNC baseball team faces its toughest conference opponent yet this weekend. The number 21 Miami Hurricanes are going to be in town. They bring an 18-7 overall record, including a mark of 6-3 in the ACC. To Chapel Hill, it's a three-game ACC series between two teams fighting for Coastal Division supremacy. WCHL's Avery Trindle reports.
Last season, the Tar Heels dropped two out of three games to the Hurricanes when they made the trip down to Coral Gables. But UNC head coach Mike Fox says he thinks this year's team will match up well with Miami's top two starting pitchers, Andrew Suarez and Thomas Woodry, both of whom are left-handed.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They always pitch well. You know, Suarez is back, and he's given us fits. They're going to throw probably two lefties against us probably Friday and Saturday, which, you know, we've swung the bat pretty good against left-handed pitching so far, but they'll be at another level.
UNC center fielder Sky Bolt, who leads the team with four home runs this season, says the Hurricanes will present a tough challenge off the mound just like always, but he also adds that he sees some similarities between the two teams offensively.
You're definitely going to have pitching. Miami's always had the ability to pitch on the mound, and I think they're a little bit younger with the sticks, but that's us as well. So the talent's there, but I think we're going to have to continually to adjust on the mound and make adjustments here early in the games this weekend.
Overall, Coach Fox says he's impressed with what he's seen this year from Miami, noting that they're a well-rounded team and probably the best the Tar Heels have seen since UCLA back in February.
Probably the best team we played outside of UCLA. Can run a little bit, get some guys in the middle of the order, can hit the ball out. They're a complete team, so we'll have to play at a high level.
With key players such as starting pitcher Benton Moss back from injury, things look to finally be moving in the right direction for the Tar Heels, something Sky Bolt has definitely taken notice of.
I think some guys are starting to play like they're capable, and that, you know, we're starting to get into the meat of a season, and we're getting some guys back healthy that have been out the past few weeks, and I think it's all culminating at the right point.
First pitch for Friday's opener is set for 6:30 p.m., with the game being shown live on ESPN3. Zach Gallen is the starting pitcher for UNC, and he'll face off with Miami's Thomas Woodry. Avery Trindle, 97.9 WCHL.
And Sky Bolt, still the best name in all of college basketball, or baseball, or football, or anything, really. Terrific name, Sky Bolt. Terrific player as well. 740 WCHL. Coming up next, Naris Levy says Orange County has a real literacy problem that a lot of people don't even realize. She will talk about that, and also we'll check in with Jeff Hamlin and find out what's going on at chapelboro.com. In addition to the regular stuff this half hour, traffic and weather together, the word of the day, clean joke of the day, and today's WCHL hometown hero, Charles Blackwood, the newly elected sheriff of Orange County, is really proud of Charlie Maurer, 80 years old and still a big deal with the Orange County Sheriff's Department and the keeper of the courtroom. We'll tell you all about that coming up in just a few minutes.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill is growing. We are one of the top performing Subaru centers in the Southeast region, which means we have one of the best inventories in the Triangle, all priced at wow. Plus, did you know our pre-owned center is Hendrick certified and boasts a virtual inventory of more than 6,000 vehicles? Again, priced at wow. Acura and BMW are still right here in Chapel Hill as well. And don't forget about our service centers. How loudly can you say wow? Because that'll be your response when you have your vehicle serviced with us. Not only are our prices is exceptional, we also treat you like you are the most important person in our life, because when you step through our doors, you are. That's the Performance Promise. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales and service promotions at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, where we sell new Acura, BMW, Porsche, and Subarus, plus all makes and models of pre-owned vehicles starting below $6,000. Wow! Visit our virtual showroom and find service coupons at performanceautomall.com, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
742 WCHL, ladies and gentlemen, he is that guy, Jeff Hamblin, who paints his entire torso to support his love for athletics.
You know, I did that once when App State played Auburn.
Really?
Down at Jordan O'Hare Stadium.
Did it work?
No. It nearly worked. It was Tommy Tuberville's first game as the coach of the Tigers in 1999, oh, just as I was getting to know you.
Hmm.
And, yeah, I think I went in there completely sober with my body painted gold. Absolutely sober. That's the truth.
Well, I believe you.
That was the only time I did that. Yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah.
The only time you went in completely sober, and the only time you painted your entire torso.
One of the two.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can guess which one.
That's right.
Well, what is happening today at our website, chapelbrew.com?
Well, unfortunately, we have to talk about the events of last night in Los Angeles. A lot to be proud of when it comes to UNC, as you've mentioned, and we'll have a rundown of the game and what happened with the Tar Heels as they fought Wisconsin to the bitter end, but ultimately came a little bit short. We also have a preview of the UNC women's basketball game that Walter Storholt was just talking about. UNC women trying to do what they did last year, and that's defeat South Carolina in the round of 16. Be marvelous if Sylvia Hatchell could do it once again. And what is such an important tournament for her, since this is her first tournament since last year when she was suffering from leukemia, and of course she was not involved in the tournament, and she said last week that was her weakest point.
Mm-hmm.
Her urine system, everything was pretty much flatlined at that point in time, but she bounced back, and now she's coaching once again. Have a preview of that game coming up, and also we have more about the meeting that Jugmeef was talking about earlier here regarding several objections that town officials have regarding potential fees. We have details of those stories and more right now in Chapelboro.
All right, and a whole lot of other stuff like photo galleries. And,
that's right.
And I mentioned earlier Blake Hodges' long conversation with Kevin Guskovitz over at UNC. So much more is always there.
That's a very interesting discussion, because Kevin was talking about, during that discussion, he said, our team. It was never his team. It's been a group effort in trying to detail exactly what's going on with concussions and what the problem is. And it's having an effect in football almost every day now. We've been hearing headlines. We saw Michigan offensive lineman, all Big Ten last year, decide to end his career after his junior season just this past Wednesday because of concerns about concussions. And obviously it's something that a lot of people are giving scrutiny to for the right reasons, and we're going to see exactly what happens in the future.
And they're doing some great work over there.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to see somebody like Kevin Guskowitz, who is brilliant and doing wonderful work, so modest and, you know, giving credit to the whole team.
His own son played football, in fact, at Chapel Hill High School.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you in just a few minutes and get a look at morning traffic on WCHL. Jeff will also have the word of the day and the clean joke of the day. So, man, you can be busy this half hour.
Absolutely.
746 WCHL with 61 degrees.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Neris Levy, and I'm on the board of Orange Literacy. Recently, I had the privilege of attending one of Orange Literacy's night classes at UNC Hospital. Beginning at 10:30 p.m., the students, employees from various parts of the hospital, arrived and took their seats. They represented many countries. All those assembled worked the second shift and had already done a day's work before their class. Language questions were numerous. Topping the list was how to better communicate with colleagues and patients. Such classes are the backbone of the melting pot that is the USA, and non-profit organizations such as Orange Literacy are at the forefront of efforts to enable cultural integration and social mobility. We have over 12,000 people in Orange County alone who cannot read and write English with competence, many of whom are native-born. This is bad for our democratic system. Please think about becoming a tutor and the difference you can make in the life of a family if you give your time. OrangeLiteracy.org and public libraries can tell you how to become engaged. This is Neris Levy.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Hey, Ron, did you know the second most common New Year's resolution is to quit smoking cigarettes? And we at the Vapor Girl family want to help all those folks make their resolution a reality.
That's great. Smoking-related illnesses kill 250,000 people a year.
And we want to reduce that number to zero as soon as possible. Our customers have quit cigarettes and stayed quit with the Vapor Girl. So we know our premium e-juice, high-quality products, and super helpful customer service can help thousands more get off cigarettes for good.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on Retail Vapor Bar locations.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Listen up, Carolina fans. Go for the slam dunk this season into Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Don't foul out attempting the never-ending home projects. Whether you're an experienced contractor or a novice do-it-yourselfer, get the jobs done right the first time with the guidance of our knowledgeable staff with decades of experience passed down from generation to generation. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carver. Call us at 919-942-3153 or online at FitchLumber.com. Go Heels.
All right, 748 WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. Here's Jeff Hamlin.
Thank you very much, Ron. Right now, not much going on the roadways, which is typical for a Friday morning. However, you may notice something we don't. So give us a call here and be a WCHO road warrior. Call us at 919-967-8363 if you see something out on the roadways that's causing a little bit of difficulty on your way to work this morning. 919-967-8363 or tweet us at chapelboro.com.
You know, the kids in the Chapel Hill Carver City school system were supposed to be off today.
Yep.
They're out, but now they're using it as a makeup day. So
that's right.
That's why those school buses are out there. So, hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance on your car happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather, presented by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. It is 63 degrees right now. Showers in our forecast. Our temperatures are going to fall. They'll be in the upper 40s by the afternoon. And it's also going to be very windy, gust up to 30 miles per hour. Chance of rain is 90%. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers probably after midnight. Cooler temperatures, lows tonight about 35. And then tomorrow is sunny with a high of only 45, also windy. Saturday night, clear, calm with a low in the low 20s. And then on Sunday, sunny skies, not as cool with a high in the middle 50s. Listen, if you're watching a lot of basketball at night and you don't want to cook, stop by Dickie's Barbecue Pit on your way home and try Dickie's 8 hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, ham, or turkey, plus delicious sides and fresh hush puppies. Dickie's Barbecue Pit on the Chapel Hill side of Durham, right next door to New Hope Commons. Check it out. 751 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Rod Stutz, and substituting for Wayne Pond this morning, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Hamlin. And the word of the day, folks.
Whenever you play this, it reminds me of when John Lennon was asked about Ringo Starr. I told you that story, right?
I'm not sure.
He was asked by a reporter, is Ringo Starr one of the greatest drummers in the world? Lennon said, he's not the best drummer in the Beatles.
Well, he could be rather acerbic.
Yes, you might say that.
Yeah.
Wayne would be proud of that word.
Yeah, he would be.
Yeah.
I just kind of threw that one out there.
Absolutely.
I didn't even think about it. But I personally like Ringo Starr and what he did drumming for the Beatles.
Yeah. You know, he's actually going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, and he'll be the last individual Beatle inducted. All George, John, and Paul all got in before he did. So,
and I think that's really fitting, fitting tribute to him.
Yeah.
So Paul McCartney is actually going to induct
him. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be him. And
appropriate.
Well, I can't wait to see Ringo performing alongside Green Day. That should be fun.
Well, do we have a word for the
day? Yes, we do. It's esoteric.
Esoteric?
Yes, esoteric. I bring this up because I was thinking about Reggie Miller last night and his description of the game. Said at one point, UNC, Wisconsin literally getting up from being punched in the mouth. I was thinking, no one's been punched in the mouth tonight, Reggie.
I didn't think so.
Anyhow, esoteric is difficult to understand. It's an adjective. Difficult to understand and abstruse. Not publicly disclosed or confidential is another way you can define this. Also, of rare, special, or unusual interest, which I guess kind of describes my interest in music. But esoteric. I was thinking about Reggie last night. He just, poor Dan Bonner, he's had to carry those broadcasts whenever Reggie's been alongside him. And it's just the way it is. So esoteric, E-S-O-T-E-R-I-C. That is the word of the day.
I used to love Reggie as a player, but
man,
not so good as an analyst. Maybe he'll get better.
And he's good as an NBA analyst, but he's just not working.
Yeah. I was thinking that last night, too. I was watching the game, and he kept making all these references to LeBron and all this kind of stuff. And I'm going, you're watching a college basketball game,
exactly,
man. Don't stop talking about LeBron James and Dwight Howard and all these people in the NBA. It's ridiculous.
It's like I posted on Facebook last week. Of all the CBS announcers, I'll bet you at least three of them in this tournament have not watched more than two college basketball games this year.
Yeah, that's
not good. Least three.
Yeah,
Vern Lundquist is an automatic one, no doubt. So,
and not good. They're even referring to a different, I mean, it's almost like a different sport.
It's pretty much different rules.
Because it's so darn different.
Exactly.
All right, that's the word of the day. Jeff Hamlin with a word delivering for Wayne Pond, and the word of the day is always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Jeff, why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And listen for your chance to call in. 7:54. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And once again, here is Jeff Hamlin.
Ron, two policemen called the station on their radio. Hello? Is this the Sarge?
Yes.
We have a case here, Sarge. A woman has shot her husband dead for stepping on the floor she had mopped. Have you arrested the woman? No, sir. The floor is still wet.
I understand that.
Don't you feel guilty when you go in a convenience store and they're mopping the floor and you really need that bottle of Gatorade, but you have to step on the wet floor to get it?
Yeah, and mess up what they've just done.
Yeah, those cops were doing their duty.
Yeah, exactly.
So, hey,
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
755 WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Charlie Maurer, who's a deputy with the Orange County Sheriff's Department, and Sheriff Charles Blackwood is here. And Charles, why is Charlie Maurer such a special guy?
Well, Charlie brings to the table a lot of tools. He's a great manager. He's a great leader. He worked for many years at UNC Police Department and became the chief of the UNC Police Department. And after retiring and spending a little time running the roads with his wife and enjoying some square dancing through the community, he decided he still had his heart in law enforcement and wanted to come and hang out with us at the sheriff's office. And Sheriff Lindy Pendergrass hired him on as a bailiff at the courthouse in Chapel Hill, and he is a savior to many, and just a kind word and a smile always when you come in the courtroom. He knows exactly how to handle folks and how to treat folks with dignity and respect, sometimes in their most trying times. And he's just a real treasure to us, and we were very happy to have celebrated his 80th birthday the other day.
My goodness. Well, I understand he is known as the keeper of the courtroom.
He is. The judges down there really have a lot of faith in him to calm situations, to make certain that people are treated with the dignity and respect that they deserve, and to make certain that he does that and still keep the courthouse and the court personnel and staff safe.
You have to have a certain mindset to be a law enforcement officer, especially in this community, and you understand that as well as anyone. Tell me just a little bit about Charlie Maurer's mindset and why he has chosen to do this.
I think he's, when you talk about the quintessential people person, that's Charlie. When you see him, he knows no strangers. He's always got a smile, firm handshake. He's got hands that are just made of steel.
Yet he's 80 years old.
80 years old. Fantastic. And he hadn't lost any of that, but he still knows how to temper conditions with, again, that dignity and respect that every situation deserves.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you, Charles Blackwood. And congratulations to Charlie Maurer, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile no matter the brand, we promise.
Are you a woman looking for prenatal care? Or are you pregnant and wondering where to deliver your baby? Come to UNC Family Medicine. We deliver our babies at the North Carolina Women's Hospital, the very first public teaching hospital in North Carolina to receive prestigious international recognition as a baby-friendly birth facility. So, if you are looking for outstanding care, look no further than UNC Family Medicine, caring for the course of your life. Call 966-0210 for an appointment.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Now your Chapel Hill cover of weather looks like this. Rather unusual forecast. It's 64 degrees right now. It's really warm this morning, but the temperatures are going to go down. We expect showers today, 90% chance of that happening. And our high temperature in the afternoon in the upper 40s. And some strong winds later on in the day as well. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers. Low tonight, about 35. Tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 45, also windy. Tomorrow night, clear, cold with a low in the low 20s. And then on Sunday, sunny, not as cool, with a high in the middle 50s. Boy, so it's going to be a cold weekend for the most part, although it is spring. So, you know, we got elements from spring and winter mixed in there. We have a word now about Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full in Carrboro. It's 8 o'clock.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and talk.